This is Vanessa De La Torre for WNPR News. In Middletown, an event Monday celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. brought a special urgency, coming just days after a Middletown high school student brought a Confederate flag to school. Community leaders say they must confront symbols of division with acts of unity. Evan Davis, a sophomore at Middletown High School, says he was arriving at school Friday morning when he saw a Confederate flag in the school parking lot. At first, Evan says he and others on the school bus thought it was a stupid gesture, as he put it. But as the day went on,
I got more upset just knowing that, why are you doing this in a community like Middletown?
The incident on the eve of the Martin Luther King holiday weekend rattled students and parents in Middletown, a city known for its liberal politics. State Representative Matt Lesser says the student carrying the flag attends the school's VOAG program, but does not live in Middletown.
We are all in a state of shock.
School Superintendent Michael Connor says the message of Martin Luther King Jr. can be a guide for students who are hurt by what they saw. As a black man himself, Connor says he faces racism in his everyday life.
Was I surprised? No. Are we going to handle this as a community? Absolutely. But we're going to use a different strategy and tactic. How we come together as one, a tactic of love, a tactic of denouncing hate, denouncing bigotry.
Evan Davis says he and other members of the school's Minority Student Council have sprung into action. On Tuesday, many students wore black to school. They also plan on educating classmates on the history of the Confederate flag and its connections to slavery and white supremacy. The superintendent would not discuss any possible school discipline for the student who brought the flag, citing student privacy laws. Mayor Dan Drew condemned the student's act in a speech Monday at a Middletown church.
No one is going to be able to take a symbol of hate and divisiveness and treason and turn us against one another.
The mayor said the Middletown Police Department is investigating Friday's incident. Vanessa De La Torre, WNPR News.